Thank you so
we're
much.
We're only on our, what, sixth, seventh day going?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Can we go back to the one for, do we have one that would have fallen?
I believe so. I believe we have.
Yes, King's Cathedral.
Huh?
King's Cathedral.
King's Cathedral.
Page 25.
This is also, oh, this is, well, this is Music City Condo.
Music City Center. It's a theater.
Mm-hmm. And a restaurant.
Okay.
That thing.
And we have a Music City Central Condominium Unit 1, it says, City of Branson.
And we have Whitewater.
And Cliffside Bend. So we have three left.
Okay, but King's Cathedral and Chapels, is this an exemption request probably?
Yeah. And you didn't do the Cliffside Bend. That's a nightly rental, I think.
Okay, let's before we get to this Music City, then let's do Cliffside. This is just a nightly rental probably.
Yeah, we just have one.
Okay.
And they've got 17 properties, and it looks like they live here, plus they have, I don't know if it's rentals. I have no idea what else these properties consist of.
Okay, they have 17.
Where are you finding those?
I'm under address, and they have different names. Let me tell you what the names are. Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Well, I'll tell you what, they may readily admit that, so let me just call them first, okay?
Okay.
And then find out. I mean, and I don't know if those other properties are nightly rentals or not, or what they are. So
I don't either.
Let's go and find out.
Amy.
Hi, Amy. This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We are
Hi.
Running behind today, but
okay.
Is now a good time?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Amy, we have a BOE 390 in front of us, which is Cliffside Bend LLC. Amy, are you familiar at all with what I'm assuming this is a nightly rental problem or property?
This is going to be a nightly rental that we just finished and has only just now gone into service.
Okay, when
it
was
the only night? It is the only nightly rental of these owners.
Okay, say that again. Of these owners, are you representing?
Yes, I'm the authorized representative for them on this.
Okay, so you have a property management business of some sort.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So Cliffside Bend, when was it completed?
By June 30 of this year.
Okay. So on January 1. All right.
It was not a nightly rental at that point.
Okay. Amy, I'm going to let the assessor have her say as well. Do you have anything else
okay.
on this one? Go ahead.
Have they rented it
oh,
out?
For me?
Uh-huh. No. This was okay. for the assessor.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. She's saying it was not completed until June 30th. Is that what you're saying? It wasn't completed.
Yeah.
Given occupancy until.
Yeah, they came and assessed it. They came and assessed it, and we still weren't quite done.
Okay. Is this an appeal? I'm sorry, I haven't not looking at the sheet. Is this an appeal of value or of classification or both?
Only of classification.
Okay. Do you have anything? Do you have anything? I mean, if it was, it is January 1, isn't it?
Yeah, their value should go down. It should be 50%. For occupancy, and then, but the
they were only appealing classification. So, did you send out a notice on this one before it was completed of 100% commercial, or do you know?
Let me look.
Did you get a notice that it was going to be reclassified as commercial?
We did.
Okay.
Yeah, so
so but we got it after the informal appeal date.
And that's, again, you got a postcard or you got a letter with a big pink and black?
I don't recall.
Okay. Give me a second.
Did you get a? We'll let them pull it up here.
I can see when it was sent.
Maybe both.
Yeah. Amy, do you have for several other owners? Do you have more appeals on the docket or?
I do not.
Okay. No. Is this? Okay.
This is it.
Okay, so the other properties, they would have appealed themselves, not that that you manage?
So the impact notice was...
Those aren't nightly rentals, and so that doesn't apply.
Okay, the other
issue.
The other properties that you have are long-term, or more long-term. Okay, they're, it's a property management. This is the only nightly rental is what... This is why this is appealed.
Right.
Okay.
They were sent a postcard on May 15th, so they were it was finished is what we found.
On May 15th?
Mm-hmm.
It was not finished on May 15th. They did arrive and say, hey, we want to assess it, and I said, it's not done. Can you please come back in another month because we're just not done? And they did come back right before the end of the...
Okay.
So are you saying it wasn't finished being built or it wasn't furnished for the night?
No, it wasn't finished being... I mean, we were still finishing... The product there. Yeah, it was not completed. It was done by June 30.
Gotcha. Okay, are you you're talking about like furnished and ready to go kind of thing?
Yeah, but I mean, there's still lots of
right.
things happening to the structure, railing, you know, things that are safety issues that would mean that it's just not done.
Okay.
So we did not even get fire approval, you know, to say it's safe and ready to go
until
late June.
Okay, so May 18th, we do have your Airbnb listing was already on the internet, and we've got a note in
here. But it wasn't available for those dates. It was out there, but it was way out in terms of availability.
Okay.
Because it wasn't ready. I mean, I can't rent something that is not ready.
Gotcha. It's not a question of, I mean, you guys readily admit it's going to be a nightly rental.
It's going to be. I just find it a little assumptive for
okay.
the sales tax argument that, you know, it hadn't even generated any sales tax. So
okay. I understand.
How could you say it's that kind of property? But anyway, the deal is that no matter what, it only has a half year of completion and possibilities for nightly rental.
Okay. What's your cutoff date, Susan, on these? 30th?
June 30th is my cutoff date.
Yeah.
And then, so if you decide $25.75 today, I can make it that way for 24 because it's just being added on and it's going to follow your rule. So.
Okay. And Amy, I guess what I wanted, are you familiar with what we have been doing with nightly rental programs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, is that... what you're looking for, the 25?
That's what I'm really asking for is for not the full commercial, but the 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Going forward.
Anything that, yes. And if there's anything that can be adjusted just because this was only a half year for this year, that would be great. But I don't know what's possible on that.
So I think they can
I'm just a little confused because I'm only looking at the 17 properties listed for this address. And you've got one on State Highway K. Is that a nightly rental?
No. Those are monthly rentals.
Okay.
And have been for 25 years.
What she's saying is this is the, I mean, she's saying that of all those properties that you're managing, this is the only nightly rental?
This is the only one, and I only manage for, one person or one group. And so this is the only one we have. This is our guinea pig property, so I don't know much about it.
Gotcha. You have anything else as far as... Okay.
No, because it, the address that this goes to is 491. They've also got 475 Parksley. They've got...
491 is the residence of the owners of Cliffside Bend. That's where they live.
So has it started to be rented yet, or is it not? When is it available for nightly rental?
It is available now.
It is available now.
And it has been rented after July 1st.
Okay, so basically, if we had I'm assuming there's some proration. If it, from July 1st going forward, it would be, if we did the mixed use, it would be 25% commercial, 75% residential going forward from July 1. Does that sound reasonable to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Assessor, do you have any?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. I would make a motion that as to BOE 495, there's not been a change. I forgot to ask before I ask, make my motion on the value, which is 523,412. Is there any argument as to the value of the property out there? Because what they've done is they got information from the developer. This is Chateau Mountain. Is that right? Or am I the wrong one?
You're on the wrong one.
I'm on the wrong one.
No, we're way away from everybody else.
I'm sorry. I was on the wrong one. My apologies.
Okay.
As to the value, which is $276,720, is there any dispute on that?
No, there's not.
Okay. So there's no value. This is just classification. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, as to BOE 390, I already made my motion as to that other one. As to BOE 390, which is Cliffside Bend, I would make a motion that we assess it as mixed use from July 1 going forward as 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second it.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay, you'll get a decision in the mail. They'll send it out within a few days on that, confirming what we just did, okay?
Okay, thank you, and we appreciate the ability to do this.
Okay, no problem.
Even the option for it. So
No problem, and we appreciate you being available. We're running late today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, White Walrus 445. What is...
Did we already do Silver Spot at Chateau Mountain?
Yes, that was 2575. Yes. That was one of... That was the last one for the attorney that was in here.
Okay, great.
Andy, did you need something?
And they have called in...
Probably another 10 minutes and we should have it wrapped up.
Which one is that?
That's 377.
Huh?
Okay. So the side
okay.
door.
Yeah. Which side do we have to go out?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so we have two left at this point. We have Whitewater and we have
Kings.
And we have the King.
We have called them and let them know that we were running behind.
Okay. King's Cathedral is a motel.
No, it's the Music City Center Theater.
Oh, it's a question of whether or not this is a 501c3 and what do they have? I don't. Okay, let's look at what they've got. 377. They have sent in their documentation.
Yes.
The only basis is exemption.
Right, and they sent us financial stuff and 90% of it. The value, the money goes to salaries.
Goes to what?
The salaries for the theater.
Is a Hawaii nonprofit.
I have been told, I don't know if this is true, that if when they do a service that they beam it in from Hawaii and somebody goes, so I don't know. But I will say that the... I got a postcard in the mail. The plays that they're running are like Elf, Peanuts, Charlie Brown, and just a few religious ones. So that's why I'm saying they don't meet the Franciscan role. They're running as a theater.